June 12th, Steve Saint. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. Steve Saint was born to missionaries in Ecuador. Missionaries who wanted to reach a tribe whose basic teaching was, you must spear and live, or be speared and die. When Steve was 5 years old, members of that tribe killed his father, jungle pilot Nate Saint. After some time, the violent tribe repented and turned to Christ, and one of the men who had attacked Nate Saint later ended up baptizing his son Steve. After high school, Steve went to the United States and built a successful business career. But Steve's Aunt Rachel, also a missionary, had been serving the tribe for 36 years. And when she died, at the age of 80, that same tribe asked Steve to come back to the jungle to help them. So, Steve, his wife, and their four teenage children moved back to the jungle. That's when Steve realized that providing some basic technology could bring the tribe out of the Stone Age and give them a level of self-sufficiency. Armed with a few good ideas and a desire to help the tribe, Steve traveled back to the U.S. and founded iTech, the Indigenous Training and Equipping Company. iTech develops tools and sustainable missions training systems. They equip Indigenous Christ followers to meet needs and share the gospel. Today's story features Steve testing an iTech device. God can be trusted. Give him your pain. Steve Saint mounted a wing onto an old hatchback car with the hatch removed. He was testing a fixed wing for possible use on the Maverick, iTech's flying car. Since iTech didn't have a wind tunnel, Steve would simulate one. He rigged a push-pull cable in the back of the car to manipulate the wing so he could measure lift. He asked an intern to drive the car, and Steve climbed into the safety harness in the back. The intern drove 30 miles per hour. 40. 50. "Let's try 55, Steve said. The next thing Steve remembered was the faint voice of his sweet wife, Jenny. He couldn't feel his body. He lost consciousness. He woke. Saw clouds going by flickering, decided he must be in a helicopter. If he was, this injury was a bad one. The wing's safety straps had broken, and the wing sliced open the top of his head down to the skull. A severe whiplash caused his spinal cord to swell and cut off circulation. Later, as he lay in the ICU, Steve survived in a dark cave of agonizing pain. He heard Jenny's voice, but didn't dare open his eyes. When he did, the pain monsters were there. The doctors took out part of Steve's spinal column to allow for the swelling and inserted metal rods. People throughout the world prayed for his recovery. But Steve said, "Please don't ask that God will restore me to my normal, previous, uninjured life. Pray that God will write this chapter of my life his way. I want God's plan A." Steve's determination to surrender to God's best didn't mean anything was easy. Now classified as an incomplete quadriplegic, Steve faced weeks in a rehab hospital and years relearning how to do even simple tasks. Where were his hands? Could he learn to move his legs? Most normal function would never return. He said he was as dependent in some ways as his three-year-old granddaughter. This man who had roamed the jungles of Ecuador, built successful businesses, and eventually founded iTech, now felt incapable. Having something to do that is worth doing and the ability to do it is one of the great gifts of life, said Steve. There is no pain I suffer greater than having to go days at a time without being able to do anything productive. And people treated him differently. When I sit in a wheelchair and other people are standing up, I become invisible, said Steve. They will talk about me as if I'm not there. My body doesn't work, but my mind does. I'm still a person. Steve admitted it was a harsh, humiliating, painful road, but he trusted God. It's either going to be my story or God's. When we let God write our story, He doesn't promise that all the chapters will be easy. God frequently starts His best stories with the hardest chapters. Trusting God to take away pain is acceptable, but trusting God's will and His love when He doesn't take away the pain, that's our greatest opportunity to demonstrate faith. Steve encouraged others to let God make sense of life's hard chapters. In North America, we tend to put makeup on our life scars. But people with life wounds want to be ministered to by people who have scars where they have wounds. Our scars give us credibility and give the wounded hope that God can heal them too. Then Satan smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Job 2:7-10. Do you deal with pain God hasn't removed yet? God can be trusted. Give Him your pain.
Well, good day, 365 Christian Men. My name is Russell, and it is June 12th, and we just heard the story of Steve Saint. And as I was reflecting on that story, I happened to be driving by a cemetery, and it was kind of a reminder for me, as pointed out in this story, that God has a plan for all of us. And Steve Saint, while he is on this earth, God was not finished with him yet. He changed the course of Steve's life due to a tragic accident. And through that accident, Steve was able to do so many things. So as I stand here in this cemetery today, I just want this to be a reminder to all of us that God has our plan in our book written for us. And we know, as Christ followers, that when the day is over, that we go to be with Him in eternity, that it's going to be an amazing thing, but He has a plan for us as we are on this planet. So my encouragement for the group today is, let's live every day with a purpose. Let's just get out there and do the things that God wants us to do, that He's asked us to do, and that He has written for us to do daily. Have a great day, guys.